Blog Talk Radio.
Hearing things, this is not a figment of your imagination. You have
entered the spirit realm. You have entered the realm of the prophetic, and you have entered the warfare hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have you have made the decision to spend time with Apostle Carlton, Earl Clark Richardson, and Prophet Corey Lamar Graddick. We are officially the Warriors for Christ, House of Prayer Church International. We are officially the Living Way Christian Center family. We are your brothers in Christ. This is Prophet Corey Graddick saying to you, hello, 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 and thank you. Let me say this first, and then we can just get down to it, because I'm ready to go. Let me thank God for every one of you for your prayers, for your concerns, and all while I've been away. God has done some transitioning in the life of your brother, and we thank God for his authority and for having the final say, because if it were not for him, then there would still be confusion in this life and time. And I just thank God that he is God, and I thank God for all of you. I thank God for Prophet Teresa, Evangelist Dana Hannah. I thank God for all the intercessors who have been praying for us nonstop. I thank God for Prophet Tony, who's been here on the wall. I thank God for his prayers and continued concern. We are the Warriors for Christ House Prayer Church International. Yes, we are. And we believe that failure is not an option, because we believe that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And we believe that failure is not an option because we believe that we should trust in the Lord. And in trusting in the Lord with all of our heart, leading not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledging him, he will lead, guide, and direct our path. We believe failure is not an option. We believe failure is not an option. We believe that God is able to do all things, that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. We believe that failure is not an option because with man, nothing is possible. With God, all things are possible. God is an awesome God, and it is because of the awesome task and awesome fulfilling of prophecy and the word by his son Jesus that we are able to speak to you on this night. So I don't want to delay the time. First and foremost, before we even go any further, I would be remiss if I did not say, speak, Apostle.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We give honor to God. We give honor to all that honor is due. We thank God for allowing us this opportunity. We thank God for the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders. We thank God for all of you that listen each and every week, that yearn for that word. We thank God for Apostle Leonard Emmons, the Living Way Christian Center. We thank God for our brother in Christ that's come and sitting on the wall with us, Evangelist Prophet Anthony Mitchell of Word to the World Ministries, and of course to my son, my two sons in the ministry. One's on sabbatical in Detroit, Prophet Matthew Barnes, and our co-host extraordinaire. Good to be to have him back on the wall, Prophet Corey Graddick. And we thank God for Prophetess Teresa, Evangelist Dana, all of your intercessors, everybody that makes up the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders. Now, every week we tell you to get your papers, get your pencils, get everything, get prepared, get ready. Get ready, get ready. TDJ said, get ready, get ready, get ready. And so we're going to tell you that today because we're wrapping up the series that we've been on in Revelation chapter 4, Revelation chapter 2, and Revelation chapter 3. We're going to try to wrap it up tonight. If not, we will wrap it up next week. But we had technical difficulties, and the enemy didn't want us to get this word out last week. But I tell you what, it's getting out this week. And I say this to you as well. Thank you for who you are, men and women of God. Thank you for longing for that word. Thank you for keep coming back, praying for the men of God. That, and we're trying to have even more panelists that will give you insight the way you like it to hear the word of God. Okay. And on today, we are going back to something that we ask you to do every week. And the revelation came of how prophetic that was, particularly with where we are right now in this portion of the ministry, with this portion of what we're studying. And so we're going to ask you to do two things. One is to say what we always say each week, but what we say each week is also the title of where we're going today. In Psalms 119 and verse 18, if you would join in with me once more and again. Open thine mine eyes.
Open mine eyes. Behold
the wondrous things.
Wondrous things.
Out of thy law.
Out of thy law.
And I'm not going to explain it like I normally do because we're going to break this thing down as we always try to. We're going to do some praying because there's some folks that need some deliverance tonight. And I'm going to just give it back to the prophet. And God bless you for tuning in. God bless you for being part of this podcast. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And once again, hallelujah, I thank God for God. And I thank God for everybody on this line, everybody out there who is excited and hungry for the word of God. Please let me, please allow me to encourage you as we do every week from Jeremiah 29, starting at verse 11. Let me encourage you by saying to you what God says. He said, "For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then you will call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. Then you will seek me, inquire for and require me as a vital necessity, and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will release you from captivity and gather you from the nations and all the places to which I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the, if you feel lost, please allow that to encourage you that God is ready for you to seek after him, that you can find him. You can come back to him, and he will deliver you from all that you suffer with as you seek after him with your whole heart. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me say this. We are in a mode, and we are going to pray tonight. We are going to speak the word of God tonight, and we are going to just war against the devil. Hallelujah. None of this foolishness about phones breaking down. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. None of this foolishness about the board acting up, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus. None of this foolishness about people losing their field of connection to us, we rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ. For this will be a clear sounding, clearly transmitted broadcast that will reach all intended for its reach. In the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy has no entry in this podcast. He has no permission, and he has no right or authority to be here. In the name of Jesus Christ, I clearly and fervently reject the power of the enemy against us tonight and from this night forward, that every time he shall make his way against us, he shall be reminded of Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every time he opens his mouth and rises his tongue up against us, he shall be condemned himself. Because we have been given this heritage as the servants of the Most High God. And our righteousness is the righteousness of God, because it is Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, that was made sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in Christ. And I say to you now, there is nothing standing in the way of deliverance for you tonight. There is nothing standing in the way of healing and recovery for you tonight. I speak the recovery that is in the word of God, that we should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We speak the very authority of God over you right now, that you would be able to lay hands on yourself and you would recover from all manner of sickness and disease. For Jesus himself said, all sickness is not unto death. Oh, but there is the glory of the Lord God Almighty hidden inside the sickness that you suffer with right now. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah, somebody. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of God, word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them which are sanctified. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on with me. Come on with me. We're going to keep on praying. We're going to keep on praying. I'm going to say this, and I want you to repeat this with me. Father, we come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, righteousness belongs to you, but we are ashamed. We, your people all over the world, have sinned against you. We confess our sins and the sins of our forefathers. We have sinned against you. We have lived wickedly and have rebelled, disobeying your voice and your will. We have allowed ourselves to be deceived and distracted. We have not walked with the Holy Spirit, whom you gave us to guide us, teach us, and show us all truth. We have become spiritually immature, worldly, and unable to live out the truth. We have failed to do your will. We confess and repent of the sins of idolatry, witchcraft, sexual immorality, theft, lying, greed, pride, murder, adultery, dishonoring our parents, unbelief, lack of love, and countless other sins against you, O Lord. Because of our sins and disobedience, our land and people have been cursed. But you are merciful, O God, full of grace and love. And we ask that you forgive us our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. O Lord, hear our prayer. Open your eyes and see our despair. O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God. For your people are called by your name. Break the curses that have come upon our land and people. We humbly ask, O God, we bind all ruler spirits Satan has sent to carry out those curses against us. In Jesus' name, your word says whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Free the souls of men, women, and children who have been bound by Satan, and take the blinders off their minds. We humbly ask you to send angels with chains from heaven to bind up all of Satan's ruler spirits that control our land and people. We cut off all of the cords of the enemy and to cast them away. Hide us beneath your wings and cover us with your feathers to protect us against the enemy. We give you all the praise and honor and glory, O Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God is great and greatly to be praised. Apostle, you got something to say about that?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Men and women of God, oh, my God, oh, Lord, have mercy. It's just that time to just shower God with your love for him, to let him know, adore him, allow him to know that you – That he knows that you're talking to him. That's daddy, God. A father that you can adore. A father that you can adore way greater than you can your earthly grandmother and grandfather. Because we know how the kind of adoration that we usually have for our grandmothers or our elders. But God is even so more magnificent than that. And so God inhabits our prayers when we put ourselves in a position to pray openly and to pray and get his name and get his attention. You know, when you was a little kid, you used to walk up and grab your mama's skirt and say, Mama, 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 Mama. You know, you just say that over and over and over and over again. Mama knew that who you was because you was that worrisome one. You was the one that wouldn't go nowhere till she paid some attention to you. Well, see, guess what, y'all? That mother love, that father love, is nothing compared to our father's love. He left the family here on the earth, men and women of God, to give us what we need, to give us the blueprint of what love is all about, with a man and a woman being the mentors, being the speakers, being the authority figures, having the anointing of signs, wonders, miracles. And then he reminds us, this is where we are right now, men and women of God. This is where we are right now, even in our teaching. Because where we are is in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, basically tell us to come up. Come up. Come up. Not down, not in the middle, not over there, not over here. Come up. to the door, to the heavens. There's a door that you thought was closed, but it's open. It's an open heaven. Come through the portal and see what the future beholds. Guess what, men and women of God? The future holds the past. Huh? What you say, Apostle? I'm glad you asked. The future holds the past. Let me run that back. The future holds the past. Now, if you recall, Moses asked the Lord when he was up on the mountaintop, said, "Let me see your face." And the Lord said, "Well, no, I'm a little too tough for that." I'm paraphrasing, y'all. "But I'll let you see my backside. I'll let you see my glory." Why did he do that, men and women of God? Here's what I'm trying to get you to see. Let's look at the Old Testament. The Old Testament is could better also be called the Old Covenant or the Old Promise or the First Promise. They say the Old Testament or the Old Promise or the First Promise is nothing more than a shadow of what? Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or things that were to come from Genesis through what? Malachi. But listen, men and women of God, let me share something else with you. That Old Testament, that Old Covenant, that Old Promise is the past, because in order for it to be before Christ and to be a shadow, that means Christ already had to be there and his shadow had to be cast because of the light. Ooh. Is that something to make you go, maybe you didn't understand it. Let me try that one again. When Jesus was in front, leading, shining as the light, the bright and morning star, and there's some other superlatives that's been used to describe our Lord and Savior, the master of the universe, but he was so bright. I like to use this when I'm joking with people. I'm so bright that my mom calls me son. Well, Jesus was so bright that his father did call him son, S-O-N. And his light was brighter than the S-U-N that shines every day. And when the S-U-N shines on objects here on the E-A-R-T-H, then guess what? A shadow is cast. So if the smaller light, which is the greater light that's mentioned in Genesis, as the sun to guide the day can cast a shadow, why could not Jesus himself cast a shadow? And so what I'm saying, the Revelation 4, chapter 1 says, come up to the door, which is in heaven, which I call it a portal, news at 11, and see what the future has to hold. And the future is the past. Now, where am I going? Because I'm going to get this back to the man of God. The future is the past because when we were pure spirit, we didn't worry about doubt, fear, and all these other things that occur here that we're now in this earth suit. So it's no question that when we went to Revelation chapter 2, and the first thing that that God told John to write to the churches or to the angel of the first church was that they returned to their first love. And so since we started into the lesson, our first love, because we got some more prayers getting ready to come, I just had to say something. You do need to know that our first love was, many would believe that it was when we found out and discovered that Christ was our Lord and Savior. But I offer a different alternative, is that we knew that before we came, and we just had to get back to that, because Jeremiah, the first chapter, tells us that before we were in our mother's womb, he, meaning God, the Father, knew us, or God, the Son, knew us. God, the Holy Spirit, who has the authority, knew us. There's other scriptures that talk about that he knows every hair on our head. How does he know that if he's not seen us before we got in this earth suit, if he did not know us and give us some instruction? That means we had to have had some kind of conversation with him. We made a covenant with him, an old covenant. So the future is the past. And so when we go up to that door, that's a reminder of, hey, get back to where you was when you was pure spirit. See, when you was pure spirit, you was perfect. You didn't have no problems. You didn't have no, you didn't have nothing that got in the way. And you saw me in my pure form. You saw these angels, these dying angels with flaming swords of fire. You saw the 24 elders. You saw all of the hosts that were in. You saw the throne. You saw the throne room. You saw everything that's described in the Revelation. You saw all of this before. None of this should be new to you. So men and women of God, as we go into our lesson, we want to share these things with you. We had already touched on three subjects. The first subject was the door is open, which I just gave you kind of a synopsis or a key to that. The second session that we had was, actually it says, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, or can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? See, God always is talking to us, but can we hear him? Can you hear me now? And then our third session is, during this teaching, we talked about some stuff. Oh, my God. And we found out that many times we don't recognize the messenger that he has sent to us with the gift that he's given us, with the deliverance, with everything else that we've asked for. And just like here on the earth, you know, everything that's on earth is nothing but a pattern of the way it was in heaven. All the things that we see and that we do, we learned it from somewhere. Our consciousness and our thought pattern invented that from something that we observed. And here on earth, we've got postal workers, we've got UPS, we've got FedEx and other delivery systems. And when they get a package, they box it up, and they take it to a destination. And when they get there, two things have to be done. It has to be signed for, and then it has to be released. If it's not there, if the person's not there, they'll send a reminder. They give you a reminder and say, hey, your package is here. You can come and pick it up, or you can call at this number, and we'll bring it back when you tell us to. And they make several attempts to deliver that message or that package. If they cannot deliver that package, then the package must be returned to sender. It must be returned to sender. That was our third portion of the training. And this week and last week, and we want to talk about open thou mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. We've talked about that so many times. Every week we ask you, God, to show us your wonders, to show us what it is that you have for us. And now that we're talking about angels, and now that we're talking about your messengers, we're saying take the blinders off, Lord. You just read, you just heard the prayer that the man of God prayed, and he got another prayer for you. But in, you know, Second Kings, we talked about the section where Elisha was surrounded by the army. And his men was looking at him, wondering why he was standing so proud and so boastful. They were fearful, and they said, and I'm paraphrasing again, Master, what's up with you? Why you, you know, why you ain't scared? And he just quietly began to pray and said, Father, let them see what I see. Open their eyes. And when he opened their eyes, first of all, the Lord granted his request. And all of this is to tell you that when you apply yourself, God is going to open your eyes and let you see. And so our prayer now during this session is that you are able to see those angels. You're able to see your deliverers. You're able to see those things that God has sent. And we are able to get our stuff so that it's not returned to sender by repenting, by turning from our wicked ways, by praying, by seeking God's face, and many other things. But the future is the past. Remember he said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And there's a symbol of infinity. It's like an eight, but it's turned sideways. Infinity is a never-ending cycle of intersection, crossing, going around. And the scriptures say that there's nothing new under the sun. So everything that we're talking about has been talked about before, and God is telling us, because the Revelation is the 66th book of the canon, which was authorized to be taught to us. That wasn't the end of things, but it's a warning book. It's a book of revelation. It's a book of pleasure. It's a book of thanksgiving. It's a book of wonderment. But we're just touching on the things that the churches are us, men and women of God. Remember now, Revelation chapter 2, verse 1 through verse chapter 3, verse 20, talks about the churches, the seven churches. And remember, it says that those churches are in Asia Minor, but we're not looking at locations. We're not looking, as a matter of fact, in our whole conversation, location has absolutely nothing to do with what we're talking about through the revelation that God has given us concerning who the churches are, because we are the churches. And we get, there's rewards and gifts and desires and deliverances and everything else that are promised to us if we hear and if we overcome. And that's all this is about. He that hath an ear, let him hear. If you hear, listen, get up off your you know what, go up to the heavens and get back to your first love. Go through that door, go through that portal, see what you saw when you was in the spirit, so that you won't no longer be afraid, you'll no longer be fearful or doubtful. Then your eyes, ask God for your eyes to be open so you can see all these demons around you, because you can see them coming, but you can sidestep them and look and see how small they really are. And then you can see your angels, the ones that are assigned to you. Did you know that you had angels assigned to you? We've been talking about it for some time now, but I know you knew it before then, but we just bring it to your remembrance through the Holy Spirit what you already know. And that's why we read, that's why we study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be, and rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. That's who we are. This is the warfare hour, men, women, boys, and girls of God. We are here to fight the enemy, give you keys to the kingdom, to fight the enemy day and night, tooth and nail, to prepare you for commanding the morning to hear God's prayer, to hear what God is saying to you when he talks to us, men and women of God. He talks to us every day between 3 and 6 o'clock a.m. Get yourself up and hear what he got to say. And then you have your conversation with the enemy and say, hey, look here, dude, I see you. Let me tell you right now, I'm a highly favored of God. I'm a king and I'm a priest. I'm a big, you know, you ain't got nothing for me today. I'm letting you know, see, you need to be known in the kingdom, in the spiritual realm by the enemy. If the enemy don't know who you are, then you are, I said, hey, you ain't doing your job. If he don't know you, that means you sitting on the sideline. You a spectator. See, spectators are not infiltrators. Infiltrators are not terminators. See, we here to terminate the men, them demons, and them those things that, that go pitter-patter in the night. See, you think your children is saying, oh, there's a booger man in my closet and all them demons that's in your house. Yes. Get them out of there. Anoint your house. Anoint your kids' room. Anoint your kids. Start driving them enemies out. That's what we should be about, men and women of God. We're here to give you the keys to the kingdom that God has left with us, with all of us. This ain't about Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richard. Who is he? He ain't nobody but a messenger. See, you can't see me, but you can hear me. Can you hear me now? Go ahead, man of God.
Hallelujah. Yeah, I can hear you. And not only can I hear you, I'm hearing what God is saying. I'm hearing what God is saying. And it's you know, this is the season to reclaim. This is the season to reclaim your authority over your life. If you feel like you lost the authority over your life, that's probably because you have. So this is the season right here, right now, that you reclaim the authority over your life. And as you reclaim the authority over your life, you will begin to claim authority over the lives of those you cover in prayer. And those people will begin to see the favor of God in their lives, not because we are so wonderful, but because God has seen in us the desire to walk in the life that he has designed for us. And there is absolutely nothing that can be a stumbling block to you if you stay focused on the will of God for your life. And how do you stay focused for the will of God in your life? That's simple. Prayer. Prayer is the way you stay focused. The Bible says building up your most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Prayer is how you stay focused, how you stay successful, because you're not leaning on you. You're leaning on the Father. And then let's give you a little, if you can, write this down, because this is a regimen for prayer that will, or at least this is what I believe. This is a regimen for prayer that will help you keep a focus. If you stay in these fixed positions, prayer will become a simple task for you, those of you who are having issues with prayer. Listen, your first position is confession. And a lot of people think, the first thing people think when they hear confession, I'm going to make this real quick. First thing they hear first thing they think when they hear confession is that we're supposed to just, you know, unload all of the wrong that we've done. Well, that's part of it. But there's another part to confession. It's when you open your mouth and make a declaration as to who you are in God and who God is in you. So it's not just, Father, I've sinned. No, it's, Father, you are great and greatly to be praised. See, that's confession. The Lord is worthy of all praise. That's confession. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. God is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. That's confessing. Why? Because now what you're doing is you're opening your mouth and making declaration of who God is in you. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. That's confession, who I am in God and who God is in me. That's the first fixed position. That's your first position. The second position, supplication. That supplication is simply making your request known unto God. But here's where we get it wrong, people of God. Brothers and sisters, here's where we get it wrong. We don't pray in the humility required for supplication. There is a humility that's required. You can't go to God and ask like God owe you something, because God doesn't owe you anything. It is his will that you live right now. It is his will that you breathe right now. It's his will, not yours. So get this pride out your head. When you go to God, get this pride off your mouth and out your heart. When you go to God, humility is required. Humility is in order, because if you don't go to God humbly, you offend our God. Supplication is about humility. Coming to God, asking God for God to be God in you and in your life. It has absolutely nothing to do with asking him for a car, asking him for a house or some money or things of that nature. God's desire for you is himself. So when you come before the Father in supplication, it simply means you're going to God with a humble heart, asking God to increase himself in you. All the things that you desire in the earth realm are nothing more than a temporary manifestation of the greatness of God in your life. So all this other stuff that's temporary, these houses and land, that temporary stuff, don't ask that. Because asking for that is not what God desires. God desires for you to ask for him. Because he's already, as according to the word of God, he's already given you the power to get wealth. In other words, he's giving you the power, the ability to do what you need to do to increase your financial holdings. So don't worry about that. What you have to do in supplication is ask God for God. Number three, adoration. Simply put, this is when all you can break forth in all praise. Just glorifying God for who he is to you. So as you can see, all of these six positions have absolutely nothing to do with you. They're all about you going to God and letting him know who he is to you. So it ain't about you in God. It's about God in you. We're not great in ourselves. We serve a great God. That's what makes us great. Because there is no greatness in us outside of God. So that's how you adore God. You are great and greatly to be praised. See, adoration and confession kind of run hand in hand. They're related in a sense. It's just giving God all of you to him. You've had pride. If you marry or you've ever been or called yourself in love, you've done that before. Now it's now the time for you to do it and do it properly. And when I say properly, I simply mean give what you think you should be giving to somebody else to God. Give that to God. The word of the Lord is a great way to adore him by reminding him, well, not even reminding him, but by speaking to him that you know who he is. You are the great I am. You are the Lord who provides. You are. That's adoration. Listen, then we walk into the position of intercession. That's when you start praying for everybody else. by speaking over the lives of others. See, all of this is how you get away from you. Got a problem with folks who come to the matter of self, but then yourself becomes more important than God and everybody else. I got a problem with that. Because you have, as a believer, an example of how to live your life, and that example is Christ. Christ, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of lowly estate. He came off the throne and walked as an anonymous person until he was 30. And then all he did was serve God. Nothing he said. He said, I do not speak my own words, but I speak the words of my Father. He never glorified himself. He gave God all the glory. He prayed for other people. When he was at the tomb of Lazarus, God showed them the glory. Intercession is about you praying for everybody else and not yourself. Come away from you and allow God to come into you and walk through you so that the things that people see are the testimony of Jesus Christ and not you. You don't testify yourself at all. I boast not in myself. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Okay, let's keep moving. Then we walk into the intimacy portion, the position of intimacy, where you just tell God all about it, all of your innermost thoughts, innermost. Yeah, okay, he knows, but it's always good for him to hear it from you. So when you're in a relationship, when you're in a marriage, and I thank God for my wife, for being, you know, in my life. There's an intimacy between my wife and me. And that intimacy is that we just talk. It's not necessarily that mushy stuff. All the we just talk, and you learn about the person that you're intimate with. You learn them. You learn about them. You learn who they are. Well, that's God's desire. God's desire is intimacy. He wants you to know who he is. Speak this stuff that we speak all the time, but when you get intimate with God, you begin to really know God. Because not only do you talk to him, he talks back all the time. And when you begin to get intimate with God, you start hearing him more, and you start wanting to be quiet more. Because then it's like that, like when you first were with that person, you hung on every word they said. Well, that's the kind of intimacy God desires. Hang on all of his word, not just his written word, but his spoken word. Hang on his word. Last two. Thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. Thanksgiving and praise go hand in hand. You can't thank God without praising him. You can't praise God without thanking him. You can't thank God without praising him. You can't praise God without thanking him. Because when you give God praise, first thing you say is, thank you, Lord, for being. Thank you, Lord, for doing. Thank you, Lord, for help, for deliverance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's praise. You're giving God credit because credit is due. Honor because honor is due. And those are the seven key positions of prayer. Those are the seven fixed positions of prayer. If you fix those positions in your life, in your prayer life, every single day, you'll find that there are things that were once difficult for you that will no longer be difficult for you because the power that you operating in is no longer yours, so it's no longer difficult. It's the power of God in you. So it makes things easy, because with God, all things are possible. Let's pray. Let's pray. I receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, in the name of Jesus the Christ. Everything done against me to spoil my joy this year be destroyed in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, Lord, as Abraham received favor from you, let me also receive your favor so that I can excel in the name of Jesus, Lord. Deal bountifully with me this year. In the name of Jesus, it doesn't matter whether I deserve it or not. I receive unquantifiable favor from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Every blessing God has embarked or earmarked for me this year will not pass by me. In the name of Jesus, my blessing will not be transferred to my neighbor. And it's in the name of Jesus, Father, that I ask you to disgrace every power that is out to steal your program from my life. In the name of Jesus, every step I take this year shall lead to outstanding success. In Jesus' name, I shall prevail with man and with God. In the name of Jesus, I right now refuse to give the accuser of the brethren any legal ground in my life. Holy Spirit, help me not to depart from the faith. Holy Spirit, help me not to give heed to seducing spirits. Holy Spirit, let no work of darkness thrive in me. Every power assigned by the host of darkness to draw me away from eternal life will not prosper in my life in Jesus' name. By the power of God, no lying spirit will have his way in my life. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I reject the activities of the spirit of hypocrisy. It's in Jesus' name that every power specifically assigned to distract me from will be bound in the name of Jesus Christ. Any spirit of the world beckoning to me, be bound in the name of Jesus. Any part of me thirsting for friendship with the world, receive divine deliverance in Jesus' name. Every spirit polluting the gifts of God in my life, be bound in the name of Jesus. And any power manipulating my decision-making, be bound in Jesus' name. Every invitation to rebellion, lost by fire of God and the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, hold back my steps from failing in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, renew a steadfast spirit within me in the name of Jesus Christ. Deliver me, O Lord, from the grip of spiritual weakness and negligence in Jesus' name, Father. Lord, don't allow me run away from your presence in the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Create in me a clean heart, a pure heart in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, plant and establish my feet upon the rock of ages in Jesus' name, O God. Strengthen me where I am weak, in the name of Jesus Christ, O God, open my ears to the instructions and warnings of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, do not allow my heart to be seared with a hot iron. In Jesus' name, O Lord, wash my conscience with the chastening power and cleansing power of your word, O God. Ah, Jesus, remove completely from me every lust drawing me away from you. In the name of Jesus, Father, uphold me with your right hand of righteousness. And in Jesus' name, I thank you, God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for all these prayers, all the prayer points being answered in the name of Jesus Christ right now. In Jesus' name. I speak the very deliverance of God over the lives of everybody on this land in Jesus' name. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Woo!
Hey. We asked you earlier to open thy eye, my eyes, that you may behold the wondrous things out of thy law. Let me see, God, what it is that you see. We got three men here tonight. The Lord said that a threefold cord is not easily broken. He's talking about himself, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He said that with what he left here in the earth, he left a father, he left a mother, and he left himself to be that cord that makes the marriage work. And he put us three men together that are here right now. And as you open your eyes, you come up to the door, you got an ear to hear. You don't want things to return to sender, and now you want your eyes to be open. Remember that we are the church. We are the church. We are the church. We are the seven churches. These are things that God has seen us. He's warning us against. We're the trees, and each one of them have roots. And as we overcome the sins and the things that are shortcomings and things that are in our way, then there's things that God has promised us. We're going to let the man of God speak to you for a few minutes because, you know, there's no sense in having him here for at least can't say something to you. But he's been a powerful man of God. He's been a powerful man in my life. I've been knowing him for over 50 years, over 55 years, over 56 years. He's my older brother. He's my older cousin. He always looked out for me, and he's here again tonight. He's a prophet, but he goes by evangelist because he loves getting out there and letting you know about what thus said the Lord. And he is the founder of what God gave him, Word to the World Ministry. And he's going to talk to you a little bit about what God gives him. Evangelist Anthony Mitchell.
God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Once again, it's a pleasure, an honor to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, again, it's just me, Lord, one of your servants. Come and help me, Father, to soak and to swim in your anointing. Come and to be washed with your word. Come to stand on the firm and the foundation of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We give thanks to Kingdom Builders International. We give thanks to Word to the World Outreach International. We give thanks to Living Way Christian Center and Apostle Leonard Emmons. Lord, we give thanks to you most of all because of the revelation that you bring and that you give to us. Father, as we build for eternity, Heavenly Father, we know that we need your word. Heavenly Father, as we cultivate intimacy, Lord, it's you and it's you alone that gives us the ability, the power, the wherewithal, the justification, the edification that we need to spread your good news. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the example of the seven churches that you gave us in Revelation. We thank you for the church emphasis, which the church of first love or the apostolic church. You want to read about it. Read about it in chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. Oh, there was something that happened in the first church. And look at us today. What is happening today? We're slowly and well, more rapidly now, falling away from our first love. The church of Smyrna, the persecuted church. Yes, we have been persecuted. But sometimes in this persecution, we decide to walk away from the only help that we have. And that's in the love of our first love. The ability to stand on the word of God. See, we fell into the snares and the traps of someone named Constantine. Someone that called his nation Christians without accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Wake up, church. Church, it's time to wake up. Because how can you be called a Christian if Jesus Christ is not the head of your life? Then there was the church of Pergamos under imperial favor of a Constantine. The church have adopted so much stuff from the world that we're walking away from our first love. God is not pleased with the way we're acting in this church. After all, this don't belong to us. This temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it because I read it in the Word. Oh, the angels, the messengers, the message to the seven churches, the love letters of Jesus letting us know the downward spiral that we're falling in, all because we've taken our eyes off of the first love. I got to ask a question right here. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Because Jesus is at the door. Jesus is knocking at your door. And the church won't even open the door and let him in. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh, we're looking at the church of Thyatira, the papal church, the dark ages. We're looking at Sardis, the Reformation. We're looking at Philadelphia, the missionary church, ushered in by Puritans. We're looking at Lacedaemonia, the rejected church, the final apostasy. When we look at where we find Jesus standing outside, knocking.
Wow.
How can we stand and call ourselves Christians and we're not walking in the love of Jesus Christ? There are too many lost on their way to hell, all because we are ashamed or afraid of the word of God cutting us first so that we can be the example to pull them out of a place that God has sent us to bring them out of. What would happen to us if we really saw the Lord? Have you seen it? Moses saw it. Moses saw it. Isaiah saw it. Saul saw it. It's time, church, to get ready. It's time, church, to hear his voice. It's time, church, to get intimate with the Heavenly Father, the creator of the universe. It's time, church, to quit walking and listening to everything somebody else is saying instead of doing research and looking it up because it's in the Word of God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Lord Jesus, Father God, yes, Lord, it's us again, Father. Lord, we're praying for your will to be done and not your permissive will. Too many times we settle for your permissive will, Lord, because it seems that we want to do out of your will to accomplish a goal that we want to accomplish. But right now, Father, as we repent, as we ask forgiveness, Lord, for wanting to do it our way, Father, we're asking you for your will to be done in Jesus' name, that we can carry your word, your will, your glory into the dark of your light, into the darkness, and bring out of the darkness those that you have prepared for the light. Oh, we give you glory, Father, and we give you praise because we know the victory is already done. We know that Jesus has paid the price. Now it's time, Father, for us to do our part. It's time for us to be on the koinonia, the partnership. Lord, we know you've done your part. Now, Father, we want to do our part, and only through your will, and only through your might, and only through your joy, and only through your love, and only through your peace, and only through your justification, and only through your sanctification, and only through your justice, and only through your power, Father, we can do all things. Have your way, Lord. Father, have your way, Lord. We need you. Have your way, Lord. You said where two or three are gathered in my name. Father, let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves in the grocery stores, in the streets, wherever we are, to give you glory so that the miracles, so that the signs, so that the wonders can follow the divine healing, healing virtue, flowing, Father, all because you are in the midst of two or three. We give you glory, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah.
We give you honor, Father.
Go ahead, preacher.
It's about you, Lord. It's all about you. We ask you, Father, to just continue to have your way. We got to look at the warning signs. The warning signs of the things that was going wrong in the seven churches in the past. We look at what's going wrong in the church today. Father, we fall on our knees and we repent for a people, Heavenly Father, who are called by your name. And we'll give you the glory, Father. We'll give you the honor. And we'll give you the praise. Because it's you. It's you that have prepared a place for us that we can walk hand in hand, face to face, heart to heart, step by step, through eternity. Sing your glory, hallelujah, around the throne. And it is in the precious, mighty name of Jesus Christ that we do say, hallelujah! 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 In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Wow. That's it. That's it for you. Wow. My God, today. When you have an understanding of what God was saying to seven churches, but more so what God is saying to you, which place do you fall in? Which of the seven churches that Jesus spoke to in his letter through John is representative of you? Which one? You can't find that out unless you get into the Spirit. And you really begin to walk with the Father through his Son, Jesus. You begin to truly understand why it's so important for you to say, open thou mine eye. It's not your natural eye that you're asking to be opened. It's your spiritual eye that you're asking to be opened. It's the eyes that can look beyond the veil of the earth realm into the supernatural world of God and see what's going on in the supernatural world of God. When you can have what we call prophetic vision, when you begin to see beyond this earth, when you truly begin to walk in the eyes of your faith, when you begin to walk as the justified, as the just, as the righteous walk, the righteous shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We don't live by what we see in this earth realm. We live by what we see in God. It's God that causes our vision to be perfect, because our vision is only of him. Elisha was calm in the midst of an attack. They hadn't even attacked yet. And the servants who were with him said, Bible is too much for us. We about to die, man. I'm paraphrasing. We about to die because this whole army is sitting outside ready to attack as soon as they see you. Elisha said, don't worry about it. And they said, how can we not worry? And he said, because those who are with us outnumber those who are out there. See, so what you have to understand is that even when you feel alone, even when you don't see the light at the end of the tunnel, there is always greater that's coming with you as long as your trust is in God. It's not about what you are, who you are, because Elisha never gave himself any credit. He didn't say, because I'm a prophet, we're going to work this thing out. No. For everyone who's foolishly walking around proudly claiming that you're a prophet, stop it. Because it's only when you've had an experience with God that you can truly understand where I'm going. Elisha had no representation of himself. He didn't care. He said, those who are with us outnumber those who are with them. And the servant couldn't believe him. Couldn't believe how calm, couldn't believe that he would have the nerve, the audacity to say that. Let them see. I need you to let them see, Father. I need you to let them see. I need you to let them see your glory, Father. I need you to let them see the power of your name alone, of your word alone. Let them see. Let them see. Father, I know they believe, but help them with their unbelief. Let them see. They say these things so foolishly because they don't see what I see. They say things like, we ain't gonna make it. They say things like, I'll not have what I want to have or what I desire to have. Not, they don't see what I see. We're already defeated. If I can bring it up to us, if I can bring it to us, this is a bad day already. My day is just horrible. This is killing me. All these things you say that really are killing you because they don't see what I see, Father. They don't see what I see. See, because I see victory in Jesus. I see that the word of the Lord is true. I see that my day is what I make it, and I make it the day of the Lord. I don't claim the day for me. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is not the day of my destruction, but this is the day of victory in Jesus Christ. This is the day that I will receive that which I need because I richly glorify the Father of life, the Father of my soul. I glorify God. They don't see what I see, so let them see. Let them see that you're awesome, that you're powerful, that it is in you that I live and move and have my being. Let them see, God. Let them see that it's because of you, oh God, that I am victorious in every area, because greater is he who's in me than he that's in the world. Let them see that perfect love casts out fear. Let them see that God is love. And if I say I love God and love not my brother, then I'm a liar. Let them see, God. Hey! Let them see. Let them see that my God is an awesome God. That God is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. Let them see. Let them see, God. Let them see that you who keeps Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. That you are a keeper, oh God. That you let them see that you are high and lifted up, and that angels fly around your throne, and all they say all day and night is holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. God, let them see. Let them see, God. Let them see the throne and the water that comes out of the throne that's crystal clear. And let them see how the 24 elders cast their crowns at your feet, submitting wholly to your will. Let them see. Whatever they tell God, let them see my presence. Illuminate the place that they're in so much so that there is no explanation for how bright it is, except that the presence of the Lord is here. Let them see, God. In Jesus' name, let them see.
Hallelujah. 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 Let them see, let them see, let them see. Men and women of God, we thank you so much for being with us on tonight. It's no accident that you are listening to this podcast on this night at this time. We want you to write down just a few things so that you can go back. First of all, to remind you that you can listen to this podcast again at any time by going to the website, and you can listen to it and go back and get a lot of these notes. But we want you to write some stuff down because we want to keep it fresh in your consciousness. He that hath an ear, let him hear. We want you to finish reading Revelation chapter 2 and Revelation chapter 3. And we want you to use just for a season to remind you to go back to your first love by going up to that door that's opening the heavens by reading Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. If you do that, some stuff is going to happen. You're going to start repenting of some things. You're going to start praying more. And if you want to eat of the hidden manna, then you want to stay and begin to overcome those things. If you want to be given a white stone and a new name that's written on that stone, if you want to have power over the nations, that you can rule over them with a rod of iron as the vessel of a potter. If you want them to be broken to shivers, if you want to be given the morning star, which we've already been given, which is Jesus Christ, if you want to walk with God in white clothes and in white raiment, if you want to make sure that your name is not blotted out of the book of life, if you want your name to be confessed before Father God and all of the angels, if you want to make liars of them that say that they are Jews and they are of Satan, and if you want them to worship at your feet and to know that Jesus and God loves you, and if you want to keep you from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all of the world to try them that dwell upon the earth, if you want to be made a pillar in the temple of Jesus' God and my God, if you want to make sure that you should no more go out and will never go out, and that your name will be written in Jesus. It's, he says, to him that overcomes, that he will grant to sit with him, even in his throne, even as he also has overcame. If you want that, you need to stay for a few more days reading chapter 2 and chapter 3. Get a greater understanding. And we've prayed the prayers that you would understand, open that your eyes would be open. We've asked you, can you hear me now? We've brought to your attention that there are angels that are messengers of God, and they bring the requests from God to you, the answers from God to you, but they can only be here for a season. We don't want anything else returned to sender. I thank you and I love you for allowing us to come into your lives. We recognize that we have a little time, and we pray that the lines can be open and that you can share with us what this teaching has been to you. We will recap on next week what we've gone over, but whatever God gives us, we ask that you will continue to pray for us, that God would give us what we need to give to you. So the lines are now open. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. We remind you to press 1 so that the host would know that you want to speak, and you can go ahead and speak if the lines are now open. You're on the air. Amen. Look like we got another shy crowd, but that's wonderful. We pray that we've been a blessing to you on tonight. And God keep you on behalf of myself, Apostle Carter, Earl Clark Richardson, Prophet Corey Graddick, and Evangelist Anthony Mitchell. We bless you for being with us and that we've been able to share with you on tonight. We pray that God will bless you for the rest of the week. Those of you that are going through bereavement, we pray even right now for you that peace that surpasses all understanding will come upon you and your family. And we pray that you will be given a strength to endure and to overcome, and that you will hear the word of God and be able to be a strength to your family, to be a strength to those that need you, and to be an overcomer, that you'll be able to do signs, wonders, and miracles, that you will be birthing new things, and that you will reap the harvest of what's going on right now in this earth just by being obedient to the word of God. We thank you for being with us on tonight, and good night.
Somebody shout hallelujah to the King tonight. Church, are you ready to take back all that the enemy has stolen? Reclaim the systems of this world, for the kingdom of this world are become the kingdom of our Lord. How can we walk around and tell them, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back, take it back? Tonight, Father, we reclaim the mountains. We go forth in the power and authority. Come on, SC, lift it down. Say, can't you hear? there's a warrior sound. Can you hear you say? Can you hear the sound? There's a warrior sound. Let me hear you say. Can you hear the sound? There's a battle sound. Let me hear you say. Can you hear the sound? It's a warrior sound. Let me hear you say.